Yes, greetings to you all again. This is Daniel King with the Daily Inspiration. I'd like to just share a few more thoughts here on preparing to stand in the end times here, or through the end times. This, as we had looked on some things here in the last few days, we had, I think it's fairly clear that at least for the most part, that we are facing times when Jesus said that the temptations will increase, and we can see that with all the added the temptations that our brothers and sisters had of old are all here. So none of them seem to go away, although I think there's quite a few that have been added to the list. And so temptations have been on an increase in the last 50 years. They seem to be in an ongoing increase, especially with the ushering in of a system that we can read of in the end times that will require all to be part of. We can read of persecution in the end times. But as we also concluded, there's a way out. There's a way of escape, as the Lord had said, that there's no temptation or trial that God cannot identify with, and that there's a way of escape. And even if we find ourselves in a situation where we physically will face hardship, we know that God will be with us, and that there will be nothing that we are not able to bear. So we have a lot of hope and encouragement. And so I'd like to share a thought here that has been on my heart, on my mind already, and that is, what was the meaning, or what was the key thing that David had that caused him to spring to action, or to spring to call for action when he saw and heard Goliath come out there and show off his strength and his size and his power, and to defile the Israelite army? I think it has a lot to do with a passion for God. I think David spent a lot of time with God, and he knew God, and he reflected on his ways, as we can read in the Psalms, how David was contending for God's ways, and that is obvious in so many of his Psalms. What I would like to point out, though, something that I feel is greater and bigger than a passion for God. In other words, when I talk about passion, I'm saying how that we can, there's an uprising that can come within us if we're serving the Lord, and some person who is defiling God and just openly mocks him and just tears down God's ways and just has no respect for God's ways, and how that there's an uprising within us that just wants to cry out against that and just wants to do something to make the person stop and to persuade him otherwise and to tell the people that what he's saying is not true. That is what I'm referring to as passion for God, and I do believe that David had that. But I'd like to point out here that there is something that David had that was bigger and that carried him through that event, that was stronger and bigger than a passion for God. As we can read about, Peter often expressed that. And I think he was sincere as he could be. When he, different times, he made strong and courageous statements about following the Lord wherever he goes, and not denying him and not forsaking him. And even if it means death, Peter would comment at times. But as the story goes, Peter, his passion, his determination, his will, his his commitments fell short when he faced the ultimate temptation. When he faced the ultimate test, Peter fell short. And I believe that as much determination as David could have mustered up, I actually think that he would have fell short when he came running up face to face with Goliath and saw how big he was, and saw his armor bearer was the size of David. So Goliath outnumbered David by at least 4-1. I think it was probably more accurate to say 10-1. And so what I'd like to encourage us with in these end times, I think what David had that carried him through to the end, it brought him to the beginning of the idea formed in his mind, and it carried him all the way through until Goliath lay dead at his feet. And that was that faith in God. And maybe to describe what I mean by that faith is that he was in touch with God, and faith includes experience. And what I mean by experience is one of the arguments that David had is, number one, this is not right that a man, regardless of his size, remember Joshua and Caleb, they had the same language. They spoke the same language. They said, if God be for us, we can just destroy them as bread. We can just tear them apart as bread. It doesn't matter. The size doesn't matter. And so David was suggesting that regardless of the size of Goliath, this is not right that we allow this man to just boast and blaspheme God's army when God has said that we are to drive out the enemy. I mean, it was clear that God had commanded them to do it. So if God commands, would he not give the grace to extend to do it? So that was David's reasoning. The reason he felt that it could be done, however, is another subject. And that lied in experience for David. He had already tasted God. He had already experienced God, and he had experienced the power of God. So that came through in the story of the lion and the bear, and that's where David was drawing his confidence from. He had experienced the fact that when God is with him, he is able to overpower a lion and a bear. And the lion, outweighed him, could outrun him, and could overpower him in strength. But he knew that if God cared enough for a lamb, if God was enough on his side to give him the strength needed to overcome a lion, which naturally he couldn't do, and if he did that just for the sake of a lamb, then surely God would do it for the sake of his own glory and his own name. And so there we can get a hint as to what might have been going on in David's mind. He was thinking of the rescue that God had given him, and God had come and helped him in with the lion and the bear. And so why would God not do that with Goliath? To him, it was in a sense, like a no-brainer. And even though Goliath was more intimidating than the lion and the bear, and was probably a lot more, was a bigger step for David than the lion and the bear, he knew that the cause was greater, but even in addition to that, he was willing to grow. His faith was in a place where he was willing to grow. He was willing to take on more. He had experienced God in small ways, and now he was willing to take on more. He was exercising faith, and he was continuing to exercise it. And obviously, the victory with Goliath was only the beginning, if you read stories of David. And so my encouragement is, if we are the type of people in these end times who are exercising our faith and who are in touch with God, who are experiencing the power of living in the Spirit, then when bigger things come on, and as this picture escalates, as things, you know, as we go from the bear to the lion, and then from the lion to Goliath, as the enemy becomes greater, our faith will also grow. And in a sense, we can walk through these things with our eyes on Jesus and effectively walk through these things without failure and without fear. And then again, if we do fail and if we do fall, we have an advocate, as the scripture says. So it's an all-win situation. So my overall encouragement is to face Goliath like David did, to be a David in these end times, rather than like the rest of the children of Israel who dared not go into battle, who were intimidated, who were shaking, who were in fear. And that caused them to shrink back. It kept them from going into battle. It kept them from moving forward. It held them in a standstill. And I believe if we do that in these last days, it will hinder us from moving forward. And so I would encourage us to start practicing faith in small ways, bite-sized ways, things that we can handle. Start with the lion and the bear, you know, things that we know God is God's will, and just start practicing them and give God a chance. Allow him to come through for us, and that will exercise our faith and prepare us for greater battles. So God bless you.